Thank you. Can you show the roads? When you stated that these roads had never been opened, are you saying they've never been used by the public?
Yes, that's correct.
I used to drive down them.
Well, then I've been misinformed. It looks like the Hedgepeth is perhaps used as a driveway to buy clients' property.
Yeah, we'll get an aerial pulled up here in just a second, and I think...
I'm trying to remember... It's probably been 8 years, but Devin, did we not take in either Hillside or Hedgepeth or something in that area?
We took in a portion of Hillside.
Was it just a portion?
And then we have took in Hedgepeth and Box Elder that we went in and brought them both up to county road standards.
What was the one that I thought we had to like move a pile of
that
wood?
That was on Box Elder.
Someone had stacked a box,
yeah.
A pile of wood. There.
So that road's now been cleared out and okay. I didn't know if that was Box Elder or if that was Hillside.
I'll show you in here in a minute.
So then how are people accessing the properties above? They're coming up and down?
They were coming in from the other direction.
So scroll back the other way so he can point exactly how they would have
what,
entered.
They come in Hedgepeth?
Came in on Hedgepeth and then down to the property.
And they came down Hillside to their property.
Well, Hedgepeth off of Smith and Curtis. Hillside that you're referring to would be on back down that direction. Yeah, right here is where we put the thing on out.
But before we took Box Elder at that time, they had to come in Hedgepeth Lane there and then come down Box Elder to get, if you go back up there, you can see how they had to put their drive to get to the land.
Yeah, right here.
Go across Hedgepeth up there.
Yes.
No, then
no, all the way between the two highlighted parcels. They would make that 90.
To get to their back, To get to the back side of it.
To get to the front at that time, the front drive.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Could you please zoom in on that and keep that centered in the screen?
Which part do you want to see?
The one we were just looking at.
Okay.
The highlighted portion of it, keep that in the center of the screen. There you go, just like that. So I'll probably refer back to the previous statement, Mr. McCullough, with not being used. Obviously, the roadway that continues there to the east and northeast direction right there, I can see a pretty heavy traffic. Somebody utilizes that to the properties there out of the highlighted area?
Yes, and the highlighted area is my client.
No, but to the north side of it.
Oh, see to the north, yes.
See the cleared roadway where it...
Yes, I do.
Obviously, that has been utilized quite often, it appears. I mean...
Okay. Yes, I see that.
Who owns... Where the mouse is now, click that. So, has it just been removed, I guess, from Beacon, maybe?
I believe the Wood property is to the north.
Okay. With that map pulled up, is there any other representative or anyone else here to speak on behalf of or on behalf of or opposed to?
Opposed to.
Okay. So is there anyone else here while we got the client up here? Is there anyone here to speak on behalf of the representation of it? Okay. At this time, I would.
Back there might be good, I don't know.
Do you want to speak on behalf of it? Okay. Then at this time, I would open the floor to anyone that wishes to speak in opposition to this road vacation. When you step forward, you can either set it a mic here and please state your name and address. And then, yeah, we both of you can sit there and we'll go one at a time.
My name is Chad Cassidy. My home is at 230 Box Elder. My other address is 195 Hillside Drive. I'm sorry, Hedgepath. 195 Hedgepath is the other property I do own. I'm here to address the lawyer from the Boyd's attorney, and I have made a couple copies here for you all just to follow if I can approach and give those to you.
Yeah, you need to address the commission. I apologize.
I apologize. Can I give the commission these?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
I am here to address the commission about closing a road there at Hedgepeth Lane and Hillside Drive, and I want to address the 4 points in the correspondence that I received from their attorney. Point number one about the road closure and obstruction, if that's okay, Commission. We received a letter from their attorney, and our family will be, with point number one, disadvantaged by closing both of these roads. If these roads are closed, we will no longer have current public right-of-way access to our lots that we purchased in 2012. The Boyds have put a fence up January 22nd, 2021, across Hillside Drive. And that was on the, I have an attachment as well with some highlighted things on it in that packet I sent you. You notice right there, on the attachment number one, I have fence was blocking road there. That's where they have blocked our access to a public road for 195 Hedgepeth. It is a limit on right-of-way public recorded access road to these properties. We have I have a photo of the fence if you would like to see it. Okay. So we do own 195 Hedgepeth, which is a separate tax card on that property. This property only has public access to it, only, which the Boyds have blocked by doing. Our properties have been landlocked and have no public access. At this time, we can only access our home through the property located at 240 Box Elder, because this was blocked right away. The road obstruction needs to be removed. For clarity, we provided 4 attachments: the Beacon map, Taney County work card, showing our tax information, property number, property description, our county tax statement. I'm going to address point number two now from their attorney's letter. On November 19, 2020, the Boyds have put up a building on Hedgepeth Lane, Hillside Drive, and it appears the building was constructed in the middle of a public road that leads to our properties. We think a county-approved building permit would have shown the correct location for the building, and we are not sure if we can get around this building without driving onto Mr. Wood's property. This is also shown in the Beacon map. You can see a building in the middle of that road. The building and the fence block our use of public access to and from our properties. The Boyds, through point number three, the Boyds, through their attorney, implied that the road was not used. This is not correct because we purchased the property in 2012 and regularly used the road years before the Boyds' arrival. We want it clearly understood that we were using this road right away before they came. After the Boyds arrived, there were times that we were not able to use the road because the septic tank was not working properly and liquid was seeping into the ground, causing wet conditions. The Boyds have recently hooked up to the county sewer system, and now this is corrected. Also, we want to mention that on numerous occasions, I just want to mention that I have seen different vehicles entering the property and utilizing the roads going to Jeff Wood's property, utilizing Hedgepeth Lane. Point number four, if the commission decides to keep these roads open, which we are asking to keep them open, if you decide to keep them open, we're asking the Boyds to remove the fence blocking the road within 30 days or less. If the Boyds don't remove this obstruction, I personally will do it myself. And I will resume using this road right away whenever I desire to use it. In conclusion, we respectfully request these roads not to be closed because closure would take away the rights we had when we purchased the land and would interfere with our long-term goals as a family. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate y'all.
Thank you, sir.
I just have a real quick question. Yep. Mr. McCullough, is it on the vacate, it's saying to go down says the red boundary proposed to be vacated, existing sewer main required easement. Is it like a portion of the...
Can I give the lay of the land up here?
Well, yes, but just a second. My question is it looks like you're wanting to vacate parts of both Hedgepeth and...
Hillside? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And the portion of Hillside would be down to that green line.
Okay.
Yes.
You already know what's going to happen.
Yes. If I had, if I had known of the opposition, I would have advised against filing the petition.
Okay. Do you want to talk, Mr. Woods, or do you want this, or do you want to make this quick and easy?
No, I want to. Yes, all right.
Okay, go
so,
ahead.
My name's Jeff Wood. I live at 1071 Y Highway, about 9/10 mile. I own about 106 acres that have neighbored the property. Can I stand up?
Absolutely.
So this is my land that all of them are here. I've used Hedgepeth for, I don't know, 20 years going in and out. And that's the sewer that goes all the way around through there. And so you've got to be able to get in to go with the sewer department's obviously got to get in there. They don't have an easement now to get across that because they don't need it because it's a public road. I have a gate right here that they have a lock to. I do. I continually go through that on my side by side, my tractor, my truck, whatever. I go through that. And, you know, with the boys, I've never had a problem. We've always got along.